8:34, and we check in with the group Saving Dogs, four paws at a time. Jim Whiting joins me in studio. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Brad.
And we want to start off finding out about a building project. Are you expanding or
we are new? Okay. We are. We, over the past 6 or 8 months, we've been growing, taking in more dogs, and have decided we have a need for a shelter facility. We had some land donated to us, so we are building a facility on that land out in the country. Basically, it's going to be temporary housing. All of our dogs will be going through there as they're part of their intake process, so this will increase our efficiency. While they're in this shelter, they'll be evaluated and have medical assessments done before they go to their foster homes. So it will also help us when we get those 10 o'clock phone calls at night asking us to come pick up a dog. We don't have to call people up and say, can you take this dog overnight? We'll have a place to keep it temporarily.
So, yeah. So where is your location?
It's out on Highway BB, about a mile west of A. So just outside of town. We started this project a couple of months ago, and the hot weather kind of slowed things down. Nobody wanted to get out there and work in 95 degree heat, including me. So now that the weather appears to be cooling down some, we're going to get back focused on this and get the thing operational, hopefully within a month or two.
How many dogs will it be able to house?
We'll be able to house 7 large dogs or 14 small dogs or a combination of them. They'll have inside kennels with doors to the outside, and they'll have outside runs, so they'll have room to run a little bit, get some exercise, and we'll have somebody checking on them at least twice a day and making sure they're all in good shape and fed and don't have any specific needs.
Yeah. So as a nonprofit, how do you build a building?
We
That's the challenge, yes.
Everything we do, we ask for donations. We're very grateful to the people who donate money, donate in kind, equipment and supplies and things like that to us. And we accept donations from anybody, small or large. We do have several corporate entities that contribute nicely to us. But we also value the $5, $10, $20 donations from everyday people, too.
Okay. Let's go ahead and give your contact information.
Yes, sir. It's Saving Dogs, Four Paws at a Time Rescue. And our Facebook page is Facebook Saving Dogs, the number 4, Paws at a Time. You can reach us by phone at 573-239-1786 or 660-414-6540 or email sds4ptime@gmail.com.
All right, Jim Whiting, my guest. Give us some numbers.
Well, since the beginning of the quarter, which would be the beginning of the month as well, we have brought in 5 stray dogs. We've had 4 dogs surrendered to us for various reasons. We have found and returned to owners 3 dogs, so we're always happy to do that. We don't charge anything to do that, and it just gives us a good feeling to be able to reunite people with their lost dogs. We've had 9 adoptions so far this month, and have more on the books, and we're staying pretty busy.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir.
All right. You've got some events coming up that you wanted to let our listeners know about. What's on your calendar?
Several things for late summer and fall. We have on Saturday, August 18th, the Taste of Missouri Wine Stroll, which is a safe passage benefit. We're going to be participating in that. We'll have an information booth, and I'm not sure if we'll have any dogs there yet or not, but we will be there. We'll be able to answer questions, talk about our dogs, help people out with some training ideas, and so on and so forth. On October 6th, we have the Moberly Parks and Rec Fall Festival. We're going to be at that as well. and we'll probably have a dog or two there. I'm not sure exactly what the requirements are for that yet, but we're going to work with them and see what we can do. But if nothing else, we'll have information out there. Pioneer Days in Cairo is coming up on the 15th of September, and we'll be there. And we have something that we've just started planning, and we're in the early stages, and I can't give too many specifics yet, but I do want to tease it a little bit. We have a big Halloween event coming up in the month of October, probably mid-October, and we are anticipating this to be one of our, if not one of our, the biggest event we put on this year. It's going to be at Rothwell Park. We're awaiting the approval by the city council and so forth, so I can't really go into any more specifics into that. But about 3 weeks from now, we'll have approval, and I'll be able to give all the details. But it's going to be a big event. We invite people to stay tuned and find out about that.
Very good. Jim Whiting is in the studio from Saving Dogs Four Paws at a Time. We're going to find out more about the adoption process and what dogs are available. We'll do that in just a moment.
Glenn's Garage Doors received another 5-star review from Dave Smoot at MFA in La Plata. Glenn's replaced a commercial steel-ribbed door in the main building and increased the height by 24 inches. When contacted for further comment, Dave said,
"Those are the people I had do it. They've done work for me before and do good work, and they clean up their mess. If I ever have another door put in, they're the people I'm going to call."
Listen to your friends and neighbors for all your overhead door and opener needs. Call Glenn's Garage Doors in Moberly at 660-263-1655.
Proposition A will end forced unionism and bring new jobs to the Show Me State. Help working families in Missouri and vote yes on Prop A August 7th. Last year, thanks to the new Right to Work law, Kentucky enjoyed $9.2 billion in new investments, their best year ever, creating thousands of new good jobs. Over the last decade, Right to Work states all over America have experienced job growth 4 times as fast as Missouri. Yet right now, over 180,000 Missouri workers are forced to pay union dues or be fired. That's just plain wrong. Right to Work would give hardworking families in Missouri the right to choose whether or not union membership is good for them. Help working families in Missouri and vote yes on Prop A August 7th. Don't be fooled by union bosses spending millions in forced dues to defend their special privileges. Right to Work will bring freedom and jobs to Missouri. Help working families in Missouri and vote yes on Prop A August 7th. This announcement is proudly paid for by the National Right to Work Committee.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
We're with Jim Whiting from Saving Dogs, Four Paws at a Time. And Jim, what dogs do you presently have available for adoption?
Well, we currently have 27 dogs available, all sizes, shapes, colors, ranging from 7 to 60 pounds. So should be something there for everybody who's looking for a dog. We have Labrador Retrievers of various shapes and sizes and colors, including 2 chocolates. We have some Beagles, Terriers, a Papillon, Chihuahuas, and some Border Collie mixes. So a little bit of everything.
There you go. You got variety, shapes, and sizes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so how would our listeners adopt a dog from your group, Saving Dogs, Four Paws at a Time? Is there a process?
There is, and I appreciate you asking that. We quite often get messages from people asking us, you know, can we come get a dog today? And unfortunately, we can't do that. Everything that we do in our process is designed to ensure that the needs and the welfare of the rescued dogs are first and foremost. So we do have an adoption process. It begins by the potential adopter submitting an adoption application to us. Now, they don't have to have a particular dog in mind to do this. If they want to just get one on file, we can vet them and get them all checked out so that when they do find the dog that's right for them, it eases the process. Once they submit that application, we'll review it. We'll check. We do check vet references. If they've had animals in the past, we want to make sure those animals were well taken care of. And that gives us a little foresight into how our dog would be taken care of. So basically, we we make sure on paper that they would provide a good home for the dog. And once that is finished, then we'll arrange a home visit. And we do go to the house. We check out the house. We make sure that there's no dog houses way out in the backyard surrounded by a pen or a chain or anything like that, because that's a red flag right there that that dog isn't going to be treated well. So we make sure the environment is good and the dog can be happy, healthy, and safe in this environment. Once that's done, with the approval of the application, we'll set up a meet and greet if they've chosen a dog. They get to actually meet the dog and find out if they're suited to the dog and the dog adapts to them well. Assuming that goes well, we'll offer the dog to them for adoption. And then once they agree and they adopt the dog, there are a few stipulations. They have to promise to care for him in a humane and responsible manner, give him everything he needs to be happy, healthy, and safe. And that means he's going to be treated as an inside dog, as a member of the family, and that they'll take care of any medical needs or social needs or whatever he needs. They won't let him roam freely, and he'll always wear a collar with ID tags. So, you know, we're thinking, as I said, about the welfare of the dog. We love our adopters. 95% of them are suitable right from the beginning, but we do want to be very careful about where we place our dogs.
Is there a cost to adopt?
There is. Depending on the age of the dog, it ranges from $125 for an older dog to $175 for younger dogs. And basically, that covers our costs, because every dog that we adopt out, we have spayed or neutered. They're microchipped. They're up to date on all their vaccinations. And if they have had any special medical needs, those are all taken care of. So it's at best a break-even cost for us. Generally, we don't break even on that.
Yeah. And if it's not total adoption, you're always looking for what you call fosters, right?
We are. And we can set up a foster to adopt program if somebody's interested in a particular dog, but they're not real sure. We can put that dog in their home for a week or two and see how it goes, and then they can either adopt or continue fostering or return the dog. But we're always in need of fosters. We get calls all the time from people asking us to help dogs in need. Strays are turned over to us on a regular basis. We have people who want to surrender their dogs for a variety of reasons. We also work at the community animal shelters, both in this county and in Macon County, and others occasionally as well. But we can only help as many dogs as we have fosters available. So we ask people to open their homes and their hearts to accept a dog that they know nothing about into their homes to give it a second chance at life.
All right. Again, if folks are interested in finding out more about saving dogs four paws at a time, adopting, or becoming a foster, what is your contact information?
My phone number is 660-414-6540, and they can go to Facebook at Saving Dogs, the number 4 Paws at a Time, or email us at sds4ptime@gmail.com.
Randolph and Macon County, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And sometimes outside.
Even outside.
That's our main area of concentration. Yes,
very
sir.
Good. Jim, thanks for dropping by.
Oh, thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Jim Whiting with Saving Dogs, 4 Paws at a Time on Quicks Land this morning.